This episode of the Viewing Center podcast is proudly sponsored by AccessBet. AccessBet, your access to millions.
Take this code and play the game at AccessBet.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Enjoy 100% first deposit bonus, cut one permutation, virtual games, live bets, cash out, all on AccessBet. AccessBet, your access to millions.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Viewing Center podcast. I'm your host, Tega. I'm joined by my co-host, Edmund Oris, and we have a new guest joining us. And it's been a while we recorded an episode. I think this is going to be our first episode this year. So it's been a long, long time. But Oris, it's great to have you back as usual. How are you doing?
Bro, it's been a while. I miss being here. I miss shooting this podcast because, I don't know, life has been happening, Jerry. So we've had a couple of issues, but I had some people always texting me and always sending me message like, how far are your podcast and all that. So
yeah,
I appreciate that. We just hoped that we're going to be more consistent going forward now, but this is our first episode this year, so I'm happy to be back.
Definitely. And we have Akpi joining us for the first time. How are you doing, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. Fine.
Akpi is always arguing on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's always arguing on Twitter. When you post, he's a big Man U fan. So I want to hear his takes about a lot of things concerning them. But when we were always texting on Twitter, like we're always bantering each other. So I was like, he should be the first person I should bring here. So he can come and banter me here.
Last week, I kicked things up quickly with the Premier League. Obviously, last season's champions, Liverpool, are kind of, they've been brought back to reality that they are not so special as they thought they were. I mean, they've been having a lot of issues, defensive issues, injuries, and to top it off, they've now lost 4 games in a row at Anfield after thinking they could break Chelsea's record, and then they were outclassed by Everton yesterday. Oris, what's your take on Liverpool so far? What have you seen from them this season that is not going on right?
I think they've just been unfortunate, guy. I don't think it's really an issue. They've had, guy, look at now, they've had Van Dijk injured, they've had their centre back pairings injured. I think it was 3 or 4 times this season alone. So when you keep, and then look at what Alisson is doing now, you get. So when those things happen, guy, I feel like it's not understandable. I'm not trying to make excuses for them, but like you can't compete with when you keep having injuries to your key players, your key defenders for that matter, guy.
Yeah,
I think it's just been unfortunate for them, to be honest.
Akpi, as a Man U fan, do you like find some joy in Liverpool's form recently?
I find a whole lot of joy. Like I pity them now. But like I've gone from enjoying it to pitying them, because normally it was fuck the Scousers, but sorry language, but I had to say it because that's my line, fuck the Scousers. But now it's just like they're paying for their sins. Last week their manager cried on at the press conference
because of
his mother. Did we kill his mother?
No, let's be empathetic here.
He lost his mother and he couldn't attend the funeral because of this COVID whole restrictions.
I know about that, but if he had won, Leicester like 4-0, would he cry? Because I guess some of them deserve. By far, by the time they end this season, they will be the world defending champion, and that's what makes me happy. So it's well deserved.
I don't know why I'm always feeling bad for Liverpool, because they made a lot of mouth when they won that one league title. Their fans were all over the place. It was so frustrating because all he did was win, and Vardy, God, it will never be better for Vardy in his full life. That Champions League they won. They were already calling themselves the best Premier League winners in history, bro.
Yeah.
Are you happy? Am I lying?
No, like they said, Trent. No, they said Cafu should come outside for Trent and come outside for Robert.
Their fans said that Trent is the best right back in history. That club was revolutionizing full back positions, and people were like, what was Alves? I think it was.
The thing is this: that with what teams do this, if you have a style of play that requires players to put an extra effort, is not sustainable, because either people get injured, nobody can replace them, or the players get tired. It's happened with Jose. Last thing, we are telling them, this thing is not sustainable because you guys can't even challenge for two trophies at once. You have to win the Champions League, come back and win the league, and then combine everything and say it's a three-year treble. Who does that?
Another issue they are having is, like you were saying, is that they are using the same... he's used almost the same set of 11, 14 players to play for almost like 2 years now. So it was bound to happen. The guy is having... is a full-blown meltdown, just like he did at Dortmund. I don't know how they are going to turn... because the way they are going, they may not even finish in top four, guy.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question, because now I think top four should be their priority, not even catching Man City. I think Man City, they are uncatchable at this point. And with Salah, with Mane, with Firmino, they don't even look like players who can score. And their midfielders, they don't even have midfielders who can score. So how can they... is there a miracle there in which they can get top four this season?
I think they can only get top four if the teams there sleep. And by teams, I mean Man U. I don't think Chelsea will sleep. I think Chelsea will get top four. I'm only afraid of my team. So if the teams there sleep, then Liverpool can get. But if not, they should forget it.
Edmund, what about Leicester City and West Ham, especially West Ham? That's what I'm saying.
This guy is calling Man U and Chelsea. See, this West Ham team and this, I think, West Ham. Leicester, see, they are there. Brendan Rodgers is a good manager now. You know, he almost took Liverpool to the title, and his team has been decent. They've not had... they have bad spells, but see where they are now. I think they're second.
Yeah.
And you know, last season they were second for a long time before they started flopping. It doesn't look like they're going to flop this season, guys. So I think it's Man City, Leicester. Leicester has to be there. Man City, Leicester, maybe Man U. I don't know who's going to fight for that last one, but it's going to be those three first.
All right. We touched about Chelsea recently, so let's just talk about Chelsea. Tuchel came in after Lampard was finally sacked. Lampard wasn't performing so well, and Tuchel has come in, changed the system, got a couple of wins, but there's still this prevailing problem with Chelsea. It happened under Lampard, it's happening under Tuchel now, but even though Tuchel has made his own changes to the team and the team looks a bit better, but there are so many passes, and there is no finishing product. There is no cutting edge. It happens almost every match now under Tuchel. I don't know, Edmund, what do you think about Chelsea so far under the new coach?
I think they've been decent. I've seen a couple of their games. I think they've been decent. Defensively, they are better. I think they are better defensively. But it's just the issue with Liverpool's striker. That I want to call him Jamal Shepard. but you know the guy now, like, what I like him, Shaq, because he doesn't used to really let head drop. He still keeps fighting and he's still playing. But and then the issue with Abraham and Giroud, I just don't think Liverpool have a quality striker, to be honest.
Yeah.
Abraham is good, but you can't do anything serious with Abraham now.
Yeah.
You can't want to win the league and Abraham's going to be your... he's not good enough, guy.
I actually think Chelsea being better defensively, in a way, is kind of a miss to me, because the teams we've played recently, Wolves, Newcastle, what other teams did they play and were able to beat? Okay, we drew with Southampton recently. We played Tottenham, they don't come out. So the teams we've played recently do not come out and attack. Now we're going to be playing some teams that will be coming out to attack. So we're going to see when we play the teams like maybe Man U, hopefully Man U doesn't pack the Man City, teams that actually attack, then we will now see whether this team can actually defend. But actually, I don't know, did you see the Hudson Odoi situation yesterday? He was brought in and after like 30 minutes they took him out. Coach, will you do that? What do you think about that whole team, for the player and the coach? What do you think about the whole situation?
It depends. I think Odoi's situation yesterday was wrong.
Yeah.
I felt because ZH didn't do any better.
Yeah.
But the problem was that ZH will come and spin crosses and probably they'll get onto one and score. But that didn't work out well. You know, Odoi playing on the wing is to also cross, but he prefers low crosses. But ZH, I don't know, but the gamble didn't work out the way he wanted. Even after the match ended, it was obvious from Tuchel's reaction that the Tuchel had been too cold, that the gamble didn't work. But my issue on Chelsea lack a creator. Other used to throw them on Twitter and say they have Mount, he's the fourth or the fifth highest creator in the league, but they lack a creator. Because if you're playing possession-based football, you need somebody that out of the possession will be able to create 10, 15 chances, 8, 9, 10 chances a game, and not just rely on corner kicks and free kicks to create chances. Because when you have the possession, you're supposed to create from it. That's the essence of keeping possession. You are keeping possession so that you don't concede goals. Because once you have possession, you are limiting the chances that the opposition creates. And then secondly, you create. But they don't have that. They spent $200 million. They didn't get an attacking midfielder. Because the difference an attacking midfielder made is, like, you can't underestimate it. Look at Bruno. Look at KDB. Look at
what of Havertz? Havertz was supposed to be the one to fill that rabbit thing.
Havertz is the second striker. Havertz plays off a number nine. He plays behind him. He's not an attacking midfielder.
Somehow, you wanted an actual attacking midfielder, not the creative person here now. Because I think Havertz scored a lot in Bundesliga.
Yeah, he scored a lot. Chelsea's problem was never goal scoring. Their problem now is to create the goals. Because I think they have, actually, if you create enough chances for Werner, he will finish. He misses chances, but he finishes. He will improve. Abraham is pretty good. Giroud is decent. But the problem is that they are not creating. That is why Tuchel's system is failing. Because put someone like Maddison in that squad now and give him those balls that mount, takes and pass sideways. Maddison would have the same effect Bruno is having for us.
Maddison, so really.
Some of their fans are saying it on Twitter too, that they need a creator before. Because even if you get Haaland, who would give him the ball?
Definitely. Because I'm thinking about the rumor of people saying they want Haaland. You look at that scene, and even if you bring in Haaland into that team, it's going to turn into he's the worst striker ever. I don't know. But it's not going to work out, in my opinion. It's going to turn into Martin Braithwaite of Barcelona or something. So it's not going to actually work out. Edmond, what do you think of Tottenham so far? Mourinho, there was a point in time where people were thinking Mourinho and Tottenham were going to win the league sometime last year because they were flying. And all of a sudden, even that Sergio Reguilon, it made one useless tweet that they drew and they are still top of the table. But it seems all that has crashed. And because, for example, now Mourinho's teams always crash at the first season, but this season now it's as if it's the second season they are imploding. What's your take?
Sounds like a Mourinho hater. Do you hate Mourinho?
I'm not speaking facts now. I don't hate him. He's my guy.
Because you're sad. Anyway, I just feel like on the show I do on YouTube, Niger Football Talk, the very first season, they were asking like, which manager am I backing to get sacked first? And I called Mourinho.
Yeah.
I didn't see that season where, I didn't see that phase where they were going to, I thought they were going to struggle from the beginning of the season. So now that they are struggling, I'm not surprised, guy. See now, Bale has come. He has been a complete waste. Bale.
Yeah, it was a waste at Real Madrid.
So literally the whole team is just Harry Kane and vibes, because I want to say Son, but anytime Harry Kane doesn't slay, Son looks like shit.
Yeah.
I watched their game against you are Mourinho, you are playing a new manager in a new team. I think that was Yupo's second game. That was Chelsea versus.
Yeah.
I watched the first half, and guy, it was the disgusting football. They were not even trying to. Did you watch that game?
Yeah, I did. It was terrible. That's Tottenham for you under Mourinho.
I was like, God, what is this man doing? But anyway, I'm not surprised, Sha. They will probably finish in Europa. Europa League just going to be, I think maybe what he wants to do for them is actually win a trophy. So maybe he will do something in that Carabao Cup final with Man City. But there's no way. I can't even see, because I saw Spurs versus Man City. And Man City were too good. So I want to see what kind of miracle he wants to do in the final. But I always felt it was a wrong decision to go to Tottenham from him, because he's bigger than Tottenham now. The players are not good. The squad is not good enough. What kind of magic does he want to do?
For me, I feel if he's bigger than Tottenham, maybe Akwi will agree. If it's bigger than Tottenham, he should actually be performing much better. Although he's in a final and maybe he's trying to get to the Europa League final. So I think for Mourinho, I think just winning a trophy before he gets sacked. And I think that's what Levy is waiting to happen. He needs to see the Carabao Cup to the end and maybe the Europa League and maybe they sack him. But it's not just working out for the team.
Personally, go to my tweets from when he was appointed. I was a Madrid fan. Like, because of Cristiano, when he was managing them, I was supporting Inter when he was Inter's coach, and I was a Man U fan when he was my coach. Yeah. And I know one thing with Mourinho, I've watched him enough to predict him. He would always crash. One thing, either he had Mike's fault with his players, or his players find fault with him, or he will always crash. And when he went to Tottenham, I said that this type of football is not durable. Normally we were performing bad before lockdown. They were saying that he is not his own squad, blah blah blah. Now his own squad. Now when he started, they won first game, won second game, beat us 6-1. I kept saying that this man will crash. They said I was hating If you remember, I was telling my fans that liked him, go to Tottenham, follow him to Tottenham. And this morning I made a tweet that there's no reason to argue with a Mourinho stand, because the ones that followed him to Tottenham, they fell in now. He always wants to do one thing, and then when it doesn't work, he'll blame players, because he never takes the fault. He's never at fault. Mourinho is never at fault. That's the problem. At least I know other coaches blame Klopp, Pep, even Ole. They blame themselves when they get it wrong, but Mourinho is never at fault. So, and he's not bigger than the club. He's not as big as Ancelotti with Everton.
Ancelotti is old. Ancelotti is old. Ancelotti has managed everywhere now. He has managed
Do you know, we rate Mourinho from his record of 2010, 2011, 12, 13. Because since then, he came back to Chelsea. Okay, 2015, he won the league. And then what else?
So what are you saying? You are saying he's no longer a big coach.
Personally, Mourinho is dusted. I had one argument on Twitter with his stand. Like, Mourinho will give you trophies, though. I won't deny that. Because once he finds himself in a situation where he's supposed to win, in a situation where you can, he'll win. He'll get the FA Cup, get the Carabao, even get to a league title. But the thing is that the situation we were in when he came will leave you.
The issue here is that before he used to at least win the leagues for his teams, but now he can't win the league.
He cannot win again because that system doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It's not. Anyway, let's not have the full-blown Mourinho argument here, because there are a lot. I never liked him as a coach.
I
want to say I don't want him to ever coach Barcelona. I don't want him to ever coach a team that I support, because I will be depressed. Football is something that I watch to enjoy. Do you understand? I want to see. That's why I love watching Man City now. I love Pep's team. I love watching Barcelona before, not these ones that they are playing like idiots. When I watch Barca game, I'm always hissing. He's from beginning of the game to the end game.
Yeah.
I know we're going to talk about Barca, but let's just talk about Barca now. Busquets, he's too slow. He can no longer keep up. This man, you are a legend. We appreciate what you've done for us. You've tried. But how old is he? 33, 34 years? He never do. I think he broke into the team. Pep was the one that brought him into the team. I think so. He's been playing top quality football since maybe like 22. It's okay. Yeah. You are no longer it. Don't play. But Koeman will still keep on playing him. That Koeman is another very daft coach. He doesn't make changes. You will see that again. This man can start with the same starting 11 before he will make his first change. Can be 88 minutes. El Clasico, first leg. He didn't make any change. Are you mad? It's like almost every other person is watching the game, but he's not watching it. See this recent one against PSG. First half, we're struggling towards the end. After we played well up until we scored, and then PSG they just turned it up a notch. We were struggling. Pape scored 1-1. We struggled to get to halftime. I was hoping that at halftime, this man will make, maybe you change tactics, change people, remove Busquets. He was too slow for the game. He can't even cope with Mbappe. Who was dragging Mbappe's shirt? Was it not PK? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just do something. He left it like that until they scored. I'm like, what are you doing?
Edmond, you know what I think? I think you need to see a therapist for this Barcelona. You should not be spoiling our ears and the listeners with your problems.
You know the funny thing?
Yeah.
When they got to You know, they always call PFs, they always call us deluded, we don't know football, we don't...
Yeah.
Because we told them, this guy couldn't cut it out at Everton. He couldn't cut it out at Holland. And then you guys are taking this guy to be your coach. If it's to stabilize the team, fine and good. But this guy leading you in a new season, he will not win anything. They say, we don't watch football. And when they had the purple patch when they were very
good. That's not true. Everybody knew we were going to struggle this season, because this season even started with Messi
Is he saying that there is no coach that will manage Barcelona and they will not struggle and they will not do well?
For me, I think any coach that manages Barcelona now is in a huge trouble, because the whole team is dead. The whole team is not just...
Your team is not there. The problem they are making is like the coach can't take decisions to drop some people. Your team is not dead, because they actually have games where you see they are just like, to be honest, but they are like Man U on a bad day, when every player don't listen to the coach and they play what they want. Because listen, you have Messi. Messi creates chances out of nothing. And there are people that take chances in that squad, and there are people that don't take chances. Drop these people that don't. Stop doing try a lot. How can you play PSG? You didn't score from open play, one goal from open play versus PSG, and you're playing the same squad versus Cardiff.
It's madness. I know you are seeing it. The man.
I know Cardiff definitely play a low block and not attack.
Can you hear me? The man is mad.
He's just minor mistakes that this guy is making, and those mistakes that
look at. Do you know when I knew that this man was a madman? Look at this puke boy, for example. That number 12 for Barca.
Yeah.
Anytime the boy plays, he's always, you see urgency, he tries making a pass, he can tackle, you can't even take him off the ball. But I don't know, the man does not just like him. He has played the ball and seen that whenever this boy comes on, he makes. But when it's time to play the main games now, you will go and start the old people that you know that they are struggling. I understand bringing PK back because of injuries to I think that Aru boy got injured. I could understand that one, but starting him in a match where he has been out for 3 months
and
you are bringing him back to come and play the most important match in your see, yeah, Barcelona is what for. Sorry for that, but Barcelona, hoping my prayer now is just that Messi has to just leave for his own person.
One of the reasons why I agreed to come on this podcast, I wanted to ask you, why would you want your club best player to leave?
That's the issue now. See, I'm not ashamed to admit that I love Messi more than I love Barcelona. Do you get? I'm a Barca fan. I became a Barca fan even before Messi broke into the team. Do you understand? But since I saw him, I fell in love with the guy. He's good. Listen, with the amount of football he has played and being the person that he should not be in a team that cannot match his ambition. He's not Bruno Fernandes. This is the greatest player of all time. Look at the legacy they are living for. Yes, okay, see, wait. Look at the Barca PSG game. Yeah?
Yeah.
He scored the first goal, which was a penalty. Good. Griezmann had two big chances to score before PSG could recover. Two big chances he missed. He laid the ball again on a platter for Dembele. How old is Dembele? A young you that you are supposed to be hungry. You want to progress.
You guys, Dembele is busted now. You said he fits Dembele is better than
I'm coming to somewhere. He laid the ball for him. Score and secure your future. You are the one. He's not won the Champions League. Do you understand what I mean, Tigger?
Yeah.
They missed it just like he missed it against Liverpool. What more do you want the man? And then look at what we're doing in defense. What else do you want the man to do? I want him to leave. See, Messi has limited time in his career. 2-3 years at the top at best, and it will be done. You understand? Let him go to a club for that 2-3 years. Barcelona, if the clubs have fell in their history where they've gone through bad issues, you should know that you're a Man United fan.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? Barcelona will be fine. We'll suffer. Me, I'm ready to suffer with them. But eventually we'll be fine. Let Messi go.
Do you know how many years it will take you guys to rebuild to like... Because you guys have more problems than we had back then. Because you guys have a weight issue right now. You need to offload players. Club policy, you need to at least get, even if it's 40% of what you bought those players for. You understand? Yeah. So now, if Messi goes, you are collapsing. Because there's no other creator.
You are a Ronaldo fan, so I can understand your fear and your sentiment. But realistically now, you don't
want Messi. Wait.
You say you understand. That was how you put called Pep. He has come and started shitting on your league. You cannot stop him. Every game.
Pep is not shitting on our league. Pep has not done anything nobody has ever done.
And I don't start.
Barcelona Madrid won yesterday. Barcelona drew today. Did you say Atletico? And Atletico also draw points this weekend. But did you say Atletico having enough to win the league? Because Atletico, when they're beginning to struggle. But do you think Real Madrid or Barcelona can eventually catch up before the season ends?
Personally, I don't know. Even as much as I banter Messi a lot, I know there's something that's called Messi magic. Because this guy can just decide one day, let me do this myself. And then he's creating chances, and those matches where he creates 4 big chances, then got 2 goals and still assists. He can have it for just like 10 matches and Barca wins the league. Because now, even though Atletico is not that solid, they are dropping points against, not even against the big team, like they're dropping points against Levante. They drop the other one against
let me tell you the way it's going to happen. I'm not being pessimistic here, but I understand what you say about Messi. It's true. But at this point, this Barcelona team is so bad that only him again cannot do. He did it in which season? Was it not 2018, 2019? So he literally almost carried us on his own to a treble until the meltdown at Liverpool. Fine. But now the defense is so bad. Messi can go and score 4 goals in a game. Lenglet will score 5 own goals. They are that bad. Look at all our losses this season. They are not because we've not defended properly or they are individual errors. like one person in that defense will just decide to move mad for like 2 seconds. That's what happens. See today now, look at the game, 1-0, he scored penalty. I was already thinking, okay, they played shit, but 1-0, you can keep it, let us go. The other team, they didn't even cross the half, they didn't have any chance now. And then the ball goes up in the sky, Lenglet just decided to no defender. Guy, I don't even know why he's playing professional football. Me, I don't know football, but he just swung his leg, penalty, 1-1. What do you want him to do? If Atletico don't win it, Real Madrid will win it. We can't. The defending is too bad, guys. There's no hope.
Well, let's talk about a player or a team that brings us joy. Erling Haaland recently has been on form, scoring lots of goals. He has put 3 goals in 43 games for Borussia Dortmund. He has been scoring. He has been doing a lot of great things. And there are a lot of clubs that are going to be coming for him. And Dortmund has to sell a player this season because of
finance. They either
sell Sancho to Man U or Chelsea or any club, or sell Haaland to Chelsea or any club that goes. What's your take on Haaland?
I love Haaland. You know, like once Sancho broke out, that was 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
I stayed for Dortmund, and when Haaland came, I've watched like 70% of him playing, and I love that boy. He doesn't need a big chance to score.
Definitely.
You know what it means? Like, he scores out of nothing, and he doesn't miss it. Not like he doesn't miss chances, but he comes clutch. When you need him to score, he scores. Except the team doesn't create, or they're having a bad day. Yeah. You understand? I like him. I want him to go to Bayern. I want him to go to a system that works. Because aside Man City, there's no other club that has the work, another top club that can afford him, that has a working system to give him to shoot him straight to the top, because Mbappe is going to start. I don't think Mbappe leaving, and Haaland needs to stay in Germany, either Dortmund for an extra year, or if he's going to move, let him go to Bayern.
Yeah,
that's my opinion on him.
And are you so confident that your club Man U is going to get Sancho? I mean, you guys have been playing well recently.
We need Ole said 2-3 days ago that the board assured him that they would come, and they've said the club have said that the money they didn't use in January, that everything that the what is left for us now is to sign Sancho for 100 million. That's what our transfer budget is now. We've considered.
Do you think with Sancho you guys can finally maybe next season challenge for the Premier League or maybe the Europa League if you don't get the top 4?
We are going to. I'm positive we're going to win a trophy this season, and if we get Sancho, it will play much better because we have another creative option apart from Bruno.
Definitely. Bruno has been very good. As in, I am not a Bruno fan, but it kind of gets me upset that I see Bruno performing so well at Man U. Not that I'm a hater or anything. Even got me upset that I had to now bring Bruno into my FPL team and be captaining my enemy. I don't like him, but I have no choice because he's that good. I'm happy that Man actually has a good creative player. If only Chelsea could get someone as decent as that to help the team out. Oris, how bad is Juventus with Pelu?
I don't know for that team, but I'm just happy. I'm just waiting patiently. I don't want to get into the hype because last season that was how I think Inter were giving me hope. I think it was Inter and Lazio then.
Yeah.
I was hoping that just helped me stop the guy there, but it's looking like this is one of these Inter Milan teams are going to do it, because the game today was very interesting, the Milan derby.
Yeah.
But Lukaku, you know, Inter took they lost last season by just 3 points at the end of the season. Juventus won it at one point, but I think after they won it, they struggled. But Inter came, it was just 3 points they used to lose. And now Conte has won the league before, and this is Inter team, they are looking very good. Lukaku is just playing like a beast. So it looks like they might actually help me top him there in Juve. So I'll be very happy to them. But for now, just fingers crossed and waiting.
Do you see Juventus overturning their Champions League first leg defeat to Porto?
Yes.
I want to say yes, but I know Ronaldo. That kind of this fixture is just set up for Ronaldo. I know him. Ronaldo can go and sell his soul just to score a chicken in that game, and he will be shit the whole season. He will just score in that game, and then the next thing will be Ballon d'Or nomination, and everybody. But I want to say, he cannot continue to do that now. A time has to come when it will no longer work. So I'm hoping that this is that. It didn't work last season with Leon because he tried. I watched him in that game. It was so good. It was if they had like 5 Ronaldos in that game, Juve would have won. Because he played so out, but he lost. I was happy. So I'm hoping it's the same situation this time.
Yeah, definitely. I feel Pelu, for me, he's not a good coach in my opinion, though. He's just one of these players that they have the privilege to just skip so many steps and become managers without proper learning, without going through the proper process.
Yeah. Are you throwing shit as Lampard?
I don't know. I did not mention names. Lampard did his best. Obviously, Lampard actually did his best.
Were you in support of them sacking him?
Yes, definitely. I was in support of Lampard going after the results we're having. It was very, very terrible. As in, it was not sustainable. The style of play, the lack of innovation, the lack of in fact, the whole team had shut down.
So you think it was a good thing that they sacked him? Did you didn't see him turning it around? Because I think I saw him turning it around. Not enough. Listen, not enough that you guys will have challenged for the title or anything, but just enough. That was, for me, that was how it was always going to be. And the same way I feel with Ole at United, they are never going to be good enough to actually go over the edge, win enough games to win a trophy. It will just win enough games to not get sacked. People will just be there floating. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I feel that's the same thing Lampard will have done. Probably finish maybe top 4 or 5th. You guys go to maybe then maybe win FA Cup. Because guys, see, Pep is a genius. I'm not even joking. And he has the resources. And he doesn't even look like he's tired. So I'm saying that before a manager will come to that Premier League and come and set up a team with Man City's financial. See, he's staying more than 3 seasons there now. That is the first one. So he didn't want to like this Abaka.
Yeah.
He has everything there and they are going to keep improving. So before any manager will come, I know the manager is not a cab. You see, Klopp. And Klopp is another very brilliant manager. He doesn't just have the resources. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So only Lampard, Mourinho, they can't do it again now.
Definitely. I do feel these young coaches, these legends, Ole, Lampard, Pelu, and the rest of them, I think they should all go to proper coaching school, finish their degree. And
Ole is just not, personally, I feel Ole is just not a good, I'd be a top class coach. Because he has the experience, has been coaching. This is like, he's been coaching since 2008. He was in the reserves. Then he went to under 23 for us. Then went to Cardiff, Mode. So he's been coaching. So he has the experience. The problem is that some people are not just meant to be at the top.
Yeah. Like, for example, look at Brendan Rodgers. He started, Swansea did well. Then he went to Liverpool, did decently well. But that was just too big a step for him at that point. He went back down to Celtic. Now he has come back to Leicester City. And you see the way Leicester City is played. Nobody cannot tell you that Brendan Rodgers is a bad coach. Because when you watch the way Celtic play, the way Leicester City plays, you know that, okay, this guy has actually done his homework. But likes of Pelu, sometimes I watch Juventus play once in a while. And the times I've watched Juventus play, if it's not something from Ronaldo, I don't really see what they are doing personally. So I do think this new school coaches, try these legends that are bored after sitting down at home, should actually go back to school instead of wearing tracksuit and saying they want to be coaches so soon. All right, so that brings to an end this episode of the Vin Center Podcast. We apologize, there's no extra time this episode, but in subsequent episodes, there'll be an extra time segment and we're going to talk more on things, other things except from football. Edmond Doris, once again, thanks for joining me as always on the show.
Bro, thanks for having me. It was nice.
Definitely. And Akpi, thanks for joining us to discuss. I know Man is playing now.
Agenda Lord. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I know Man is playing now. So thanks for taking our time.
Thank you.
Definitely. Where can we follow you on Twitter? What's your Twitter handle?
Oka4OR.
An agenda merchant who is always spinning one agenda. And always defending Man United.
Definitely. All right, now. Do take care of yourself, guys, and cheers.